This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This weekend brings a special angling opportunity for folks who haven't tried fishing in a number of years or want to try fishing for the first time. It's called Free Fishing Days. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if indeed you are interested in trying fishing, this weekend will give you that golden opportunity. And please keep in mind that Illinois has moved the state's observance of Free Fishing Days until the Father's Day weekend, which is June 17th through the 20th. Unlike previous years, Free Fishing Days will not be held in conjunction with the Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair at Pierre Marquette State Park. Instead, it will be held the following weekend. And for more information on fishing in Illinois, you can see the website at www.ifishillinois.org. So that's Free Fishing Days, and that'll mean no licenses are required in Illinois to go fishing this coming weekend. And once again, that's June 17th through the 20th. And here's a chance to give it a try. And if you're a deer hunter, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is once again accepting permit applications for resident and non-resident deer hunters. This application period is for the second lottery drawing to allocate the 2016 Illinois firearm deer and muzzleloader only deer permits. The deadline to apply for the second lottery is June 30th. And for more information on deer hunting, check the website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And in addition, the online lottery application period is open through June 30th for non-resident Illinois archery combination deer permits for the 2016 and 17 deer season. A link for the online application is also available on the same IDNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Non-residents may apply for one combination archery permit per season, and the upcoming Illinois archery deer season is scheduled for October 1st through January 15th. It will be closed in most counties due to the firearm deer season, November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th, but otherwise it is open throughout the three-month period almost. And if you're a dove hunter, online applications will be accepted from resident Illinois hunters from June 10th through July 1st for the first lottery for Illinois free dove hunting permits for hunting at select state sites. Applications may be submitted for the second lottery by resident hunters who were unsuccessful in the first lottery, and residents who did not apply in the first lottery, and non-resident hunters for the second lottery drawing, and that will be July 8th through the 21st, so we got to get through this first one first. And following the second permit lottery, and that deadline is on July 21st. Hunters may apply for remaining free dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis beginning at 8 a.m. on July 29th. And that continues through August 25th. So plenty of dove hunting opportunities for folks out there as well. Typically, we start seeing some summer action with fishing being a little better in the evening and morning hours. That's not been the case yet. Even at the Big Three Lakes, the anglers are enjoying good action throughout the day. Now, at Carlisle Lake right now, catfish remain quite good on cut bait, dip baits, leeches, and crawlers. Anglers are using these on all types of live commercial baits, catching good numbers of catfish. And the crappie, however, have slowed. They're fair some days and even slow on others on minnows. The white bass, however, are turning on, and they're fair to good on inline spinners, blade baits, jig and twisters, and a few are being taken on crankbaits. So anglers are enjoying some pretty good action with the white bass. And the word has it right now that there's just not much action coming from the sauger, so fishing there is a bit slow, and below the dam there's just not a whole lot of water running through, so the action there is also slow except for the catfish. So we're seeing some pretty good fishing for just a couple species at Carlisle Lake. However, at Lake Shelbyville, Steve Welch says the water temperatures have risen into the low 70s in the lakers at summer pool, and the water color is fine throughout the lake now. The report is pretty much the same as last week, except the water temperatures have risen some. And with the water temperatures, he's been seeing about 10 walleye or sauger a day, but they're still running small. He's sure that soon the larger fish will begin showing up, and I'll be catching them mixed in with the white bass pulling spinner rigs. And the white bass have been coming in good numbers. They've had multiple days of even a couple hundred fish, and for the most part they're pulling bottom bouncers and spinner rigs tipped with minnows, but crawlers is also working well. They're trolling them at about 1.4 miles an hour on the drop-offs with no wind blowing on them. Most days they have over 100 before 10 o'clock, so the action is very good. And the best colors have been white or chartreuse number 4 Colorado blades. And he says once his clients locate the fish, they've been using candy striper jigs, throwing off the ledges and bouncing them back. It's kind of a bottom bouncing tail spinner type lure, a little George type lure. They're tying a hair jig a foot above it and sometimes catching 2 fish at once. These fish are pushing or exceeding 2 pounds, so it's been a blast, and boy, the hands are raw from cleaning these fish. The crappie are biting on the summer spots on the south end of the lake, which is the points leading in and to and out of the coves with the deep brush on them. Any point on the main lake will suffice. They're using a slip bobber and minnow set to 8 to 12 feet. They're marking the brush, then pulling off the side to keep from spooking the fish. They will move often since they do catch a lot of small fish mixed in with the bigger fish. And at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, perhaps here the best fishing is being reported. Largemouth bass are rated good. Black and blue jigs, plastic worms, minnows, and spinnerbaits yielding fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing along the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie are excellent. I mean, lots of crappie being caught. And jigs are working very well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be the favorite. Small, medium minnows also yielding good numbers of fish, as is a few mealworms. And they're fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky area, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill. Wren Lake's bluegill, always good this time of year, and this is no exception. Crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs yielding good numbers of fish in the backs of the necks and on the flat shallow banks and on the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs, and from the shore of the sailboat harbors yielding good numbers of these fish. And if you're a channel cat fish enthusiast, excellent action is reported here. All types of live and commercial catfish baits yielding good numbers of fish. Anglers are fishing the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area, and they're also drift fishing the flats. And the white bass are rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs, inline spinners. They're fishing in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. Reports of fish are coming in around the 154 bridges as well. So there's plenty of good fishing to be found at our local lakes as well as our Big Three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.